Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It is now 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. A stretch of the Beltway in Northern Virginia disrupted this morning. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's the latest on the situation?
Well, we have huge backups and the Beltway still shut down, Bill, on the inner loop as you come from the Wilson Bridge towards Springfield. Inner loop between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Dorn. Serious crash. And they're still working to sort things out. Looks like they might be doing an investigation. They haven't confirmed that just yet. And if that's the case, that is going to be closed for some time. So start planning for the alternates, and I'll have more coming up in the traffic report.
A ride on Metro now costs more, and service hours are different. Those changes went into effect yesterday.
It now costs a dime more to ride the rails at rush hour, an extra quarter for off-peak rail rides and all bus rides. There are a bunch of service changes, too. At rush hour, Metro spokesperson Sherry Lee says,
anywhere where we have multiple lines running through a station, in addition to the red line between Grosvenor and Silver Spring, you know, you'll have a train every 3 to 4 minutes.
And on the blue line,
trains are going to run every 8 minutes from the endpoint stations.
Metro now closes at 11:30 Mondays through Thursdays, 1 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays, and 11 p.m. Sundays. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
After pleading guilty to murders and attempted murders at shopping centers in Montgomery County last year, Eulalio Tordil is expected in court in Prince George's County today.
Prosecutors haven't said yet whether Eulalio Tordil is expected to plead guilty to killing his wife Gladys as well. She was murdered at High Point High School in May 2016. The following day, Tordil shot 3 people as he tried to obtain a getaway car in the parking lots of Westfield Montgomery Mall and the Giant Shopping Center in Aspen Hill. 2 were killed.
He was talking about taking his wife's life and writing to his daughter saying it did not have to end this way, but he knew it was going to end this way.
Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy, his team painted Tordil as a vengeful man, angry over the loss of his job, a souring marriage, and bad finances. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
When students go back to school in the fall in Loudoun County, they may have to think more about what they're wearing.
The Loudoun County School Board is expected to give final approval this week to what kind of clothing is and is not acceptable in the classroom. In the past, the decisions were left up to various school principals, but now the goal is to have a more consistent policy. This is board member Eric Hornberger.
Rather than really a system that it's very unclear to most parents, and as you move from one school to another, it's not entirely clear what that standard is.
Among the things being decided on, whether students can wear hats and the appropriate width for tank top straps. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Major wildfires are scorching thousands of acres in the western U.S.
The Bryan Head Fire in Utah is causing the most concern. It's already scorched more than 42,000 acres. The entire town of Bryan Head was forced to evacuate, and residents there are keeping their fingers crossed.
I just hope I can go back to rotten food in the freezer and the refrigerator stinks like, oh, get out. Yeah, it'd be nice if those things are still there to have to deal with.
Nearly 20 other fires are being fought across Arizona, California, New Mexico, Nevada, and Oregon. I'm Reed Binion reporting.
Preservationists worried about keeping U.S. colonial history above water have scheduled a conference for this fall in Annapolis. The Newport Restoration Foundation is focusing on developing solutions for sea level rise in coastal communities and raising awareness about the problem. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,395, the Nasdaq at 62.65. Sports, the Nationals failed to complete the sweep, losing to Cincinnati. The Orioles get a win over Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics crush Chicago. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in-store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Viraggio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA-graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, no change on the Virginia Beltway. It remains shut down. Yes, the Beltway is closed in Virginia. The inner loop side only. Outer loop is open. Inner loop between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Dorn. Serious crash. And it looks like they have to do an accident reinvestigation and construction at the scene. So it could be for some time so they can get this reopened. Still waiting on word for that. So planning ahead coming out of Maryland. If you normally cross the Wilson Bridge and head over toward Springfield, start planning your alternates. DC 295 picks up a little bit of volume northbound right now passing the Naval Research Lab, but that's about it. That'll pick up a lot of the delays. And a reminder, if you're trying to get off into some of these exits, Duke Street, Telegraph Road, you'll need to be in those local lanes. Outer loop side, again, lanes are open. Inner loop, we'll let you know as soon as there's any change there. Elsewhere, not so bad on 66, out of Gainesville, the Beltway with lanes reported open, 270, just seeing some of that volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. Traffic update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Actually a little cool to get the work week started. More sun than clouds and 82. We'll see a few clouds tonight, overnight low 62. Could work in a stray shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Vienna, 59 in Beltsville, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the 24/7 Diabetic Help Hotline. Justice Anthony Kennedy retirement speculation reaches a fevered pitch. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good. I thought the whole point.
Good morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is definitely Monday morning. Joining us later on this hour will be Matthew Foldy. He's the founder of Students for Free Expression. At 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva is with us. And at 7:35, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation will be with us to discuss the health care bill coming out of the Republican Senate and whether that is going to go anywhere. I'm Mary Walter, and I get to be joined today by Tom Rogan with the Washington Examiner. Tom, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you getting up and dragging yourself in here this morning. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you, Mary.
I don't know if you heard this. I'm sure you did, since you were involved and you got your pulse on all things news, Tom. There is a college in New Jersey, Essex County Community College, and there is this adjunct professor. Her name is Lisa Durden, and she really made a splash by things that she had to say on the Tucker Carlson show on the Fox News channel last week. And I think what was going on, if you saw the show, we'll play part of it for you, is that she was trying to make a name for herself. She's like, oh, you'll have me back on, Tucker. You'll have me back on. I think she's trying to be sensational just for the point of being sensational. And it may have backfired on her because there was a hue and cry with what she had to say. Now, in case you didn't hear it, here's some of the things that she had to say. This particularly really, I think, is the cut that got her in trouble that a lot of people had a problem with.
I thought the whole point of Black Lives Matter, one of the points would be
to speak out against singling people out on the basis of their race and punishing them for that. Because you can't control what your race is, and yet they seem to be doing that. Explain that to me.
What I say to that is, boo, hoo, hoo. You white people are angry because you couldn't use your white privilege card to get invited to the Black Lives Matters All Black Memorial Day celebration. Wow.
So, yes, that's what she was. She is obviously a Black Lives Matter supporter. And that's what it was. It was a Black Lives Matter. They're having an all-Black Memorial Day celebration. And this is what happens when you don't know your history. You are doomed to repeat it. They want to bring back segregation. Their grandparents are rolling over in their graves right now because they fought so hard to get rid of segregation and have inclusivity and have everybody be treated equally. Now they want segregation. They're advocating bringing it back.
Yeah, Brown v. School Board. Yeah, it's total hypocrisy. And I also think it makes that point that to be a professor, you don't really need to be an intellectual. You could tell that by the way she articulated herself there. But it is pathetic. And as you saw from that clip, or as you heard, her reaction was simply to resort to emotional ranting rather than rational elocution.
Look at you, elocution. It's very British of you.
We've got to say those British words.
So 888-630-9625. We kind of have a theme running through the show today. There's so many stories out there, and we seem to be having this argument over free speech over and over and over again. There are those who defend her because because of the uproar over this, she was initially suspended, and now the college has decided to fire her because of what the president of the school, Essex County College President Anthony Monroe, cited as an onslaught of complaint. And he said, "We've concluded that racism cannot be fought with more racism. In consideration of the college's mission and the impact that this matter has had on the college's fulfillment of its mission, we cannot maintain an employment relationship with the adjunct." They released a real long statement. And of course, you do it on a Friday because hopefully nobody notices. So 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Doesn't everyone have the right to be racist, right? You have the right to say whatever you want to say. However, people have the right to react to what you have to say too.
Exactly. It's a balance.
It is a balance. But is advocating a Black-only event a fireable offense? Is that so horrific that somebody should be fired? Colleges all over are having, Harvard had a separate Black graduation. The Black students wanted a separate graduation ceremony. They got it.
Right. I actually think the issue here is, I don't think she should have been fired for this personally, because I think as conservatives, we have to be willing to say, look, we want vigorous free speech on campus. We don't want to be able to be told that we're hypocrites if we're calling out the left for preventing an open exchange of ideas. But I think the broader issue here is, look, on college campuses, the people who are being hired to teach in far too many cases are adhering to a very narrow far left ideology, and that is the issue that we need to hit. It's about who is hired in the first place. And we're seeing that the problem is there are a lot of people who are being hired who frankly are not offering a lot in terms of either basic intellectual credibility or stimulating, as is the key responsibility of any educational professional, intellectual curiosity on the part of students.
I wonder how many parents listening right now worry about your kids going off to college and worrying that they're going to have a professor like this.
Yeah.
And worry about that. I don't have children, but I know my brother is sending his nieces off. One's going into her sophomore year at Villanova, and he's got another one who's a junior now who will be looking very shortly. And he's concerned. There are certain schools that are off the list for them that he's like, my money's not going there. It's just not going to happen. Yeah. So you can pick where you want to go, but none of them want to go to California anyway. But if one of them wanted to go to Berkeley, my brother would be like, good luck. You're on your own. I'm not paying for Berkeley.
I think the critical issue here that, I went to one place I went to in the UK is called SOAS, where I did a Middle East politics master's degree there. And very, very left wing. But at the same time, the professors, in large part, held true to intellectual curiosity. And that is a problem, I think, that's very, very rare. And so I have a lot of sympathy for those who say, no, you know, I want my kid to get an education. I don't want my kid to be educated into becoming a narrow-minded ideologue.
Yeah, and I don't want my child indoctrinated. 888-630-9625. Should this teacher have been fired? I mean, she's an adjunct professor at a community college. Should she have been fired, or does she have the right to free speech? And maybe that is something that your child then can learn to question as opposed to be indoctrinated into. And as a parent, do you worry about this when you're looking to send your child off to college? Maybe your kids are even little and you're like, oh my gosh, what's it going to be like when my kids are finally there? Or you have kids now, or you sent a kid off to college and they came back Thanksgiving. You're like, who are you? What have they done with my baby? You came back a raging liberal. You can use another name if you want. That's fine. Or if you want to embarrass your child, you can do that as well. It is 6:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. We do have a couple early major problems. Let's start on the Virginia Beltway. If you didn't hear, it is shut down on the inner loop side between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Dorn Street. That's where the serious crash has taken place, and they are doing accident reconstruction and investigation. So this will take a while. They're saying up to maybe 2 hours. So they're stopping traffic. They're going to divert commuters over to Route 1 in Alexandria. So expect that to be quite heavy, trying to even get to Duke Street, south of the Beltway, Franconia Road. If you're stuck in these backups, if you can get through there, DC 295 northbound, that'll take a lot of the traffic to work in through town. Again, around this workaround with that Beltway shut down inner loop as you come up toward Van Dorn Street. But now you can't get to that point because they're going to divert traffic. Now, on the outer loop side, not affected. You can get through from Springfield to the Wilson Bridge. Now, Maryland, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's where we're still struggling with this crash. Southbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, south of the exit for 175, still with one lane blocked. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny to partly cloudy, high of 82. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 62. Tomorrow, more of the same. Sunshine and clouds mixed. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, with highs in the mid-70s to around 80. Currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 6:16 on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. You can schedule a visit with an Inova primary care doctor 24/7, either online or with a customer service specialist. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
And we're talking about these college professors, and some of them are now starting to get fired. Most recently, this Lisa Durden in New Jersey from Essex County Community College, who, after her appearance on Tucker Carlson's show, was suspended and then finally got the boot for what she had to say about your white privilege card and trying to defend a blacks-only Memorial Day celebration. And now we are just finding out that the University of Delaware has cut ties with a professor. This is just coming out right now. 3:17 this morning, University of Delaware has cut ties with an adjunct professor who suggested that Otto Warmbier was, quote, a clueless white male who got exactly what he deserved, unquote. Catherine Detweiler taught in the anthropology department, and she will not be rehired to teach at the university in the future. This statement was released from the university yesterday. Her comments were posted when she was not employed with the university and in no way reflects the values or positions of the University of Delaware, the statement read. Now, she taught as recently as the spring semester. So maybe this is a turning point. And do you worry when you send your kids off to college that they're going to come back little indoctrinated liberal robots? 888-630-9625. Billy from Fairfax, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Billy.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I was going to say that any company, organization, school has the right, if you're not representing them properly or the way they want to be shared to the public, they have the right to let you go. I can go to work today, and I can say whatever I want to say, but there could be consequences if my message is not exactly what my company wants to hear. If you're an owner of a company, well, if you go out there and you do the same, then the public can hold you accountable. So, yeah, that's exactly right. That's what happens when you say things. You have the right to say them, but there's always going to be repercussions.
Now, if she did not go on touting herself as an adjunct professor from Essex County Community College, and she would just Lisa Durden, Black Lives Matter representative, or with Black Lives Matter, would that be different?
No, I don't think so. These days, we live in a day where Facebook is your life and everything's tied in. Unfortunately, you can't separate who you are and what you do. There used to be a time in life where I think you could do that, but now your work is in your personal life. There's called the working, you know, the workplace can go into restaurants now. It can go into different places called floating working environment. So, no, I would say no. Unfortunately, this is who you are. She's a professor through and through. And unfortunately, whatever you say or do in the public light is going to be shared in that. If it's in a negative way, it's going to have consequences. And
Billy, thank you so much. Have a great week. Mike from Springfield. Mike, good morning. You are on Mornings on the Mall. How are you, Mike?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
I think this professor has to realize, and I think a lot of people have to realize, that everything that you say and do is a reflection not only upon yourself, but upon the people that you represent. So the words that come out of your mouth will have weight. They do have ramifications. If you walk up to somebody off the street and call them a flaming idiot, and that person decides to take offense to that, punch you in the face, your words have weight. They have ramifications. If you say something that offends somebody, then you can expect to have blowback in some form.
Yeah. Hi, Mike. This is Tom. I'm just wondering, if you were in charge, would you have fired the professor for saying this, or would you have simply called her in and called her out?
Because I would be a university and I would have to have standards that would I would expect not only my teachers and professors, but my students to live up to, morality and responsibility and personal responsibility, absolutely, without question, without equivocation.
You would have fired her, yeah. Okay.
Interesting. Mike, thank you so much. What I found troublesome about what Mike said is that if someone walks up to you on the street and calls you an idiot and you're offended, you have the right to punch them in the face because your words have weight and have consequences. I don't agree with that. That's what's happening to Trump supporters, because the left finds that offensive to be a Trump supporter. They're beating people up. And I think right. We've agreed that you can't do that.
No, we have protections against that.
Yeah. Howard from Manassas, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you, Howard?
Good morning, guys. Look, whether she should be fired or not, I can't say. All most of us want is somewhere close to fairness, and I'm going to say that what's not politically correct. If a white person or a teacher or whatever said anything close about black people, that's what's going on out there today, they would be fired in a second, and everybody knows that the media would crucify them. And, you know, we just want to be treated close to being fair. I have a college student. He just finished his freshman year here in Virginia, and, you know, he talks about all the liberal junk. We know that. But we just want them to be held accountable at the same fairness level as everybody, red and yellow, black and white. And often they're not, and they get given a pass. And this whole, you know, white privilege stuff is just crazy. It's just another excuse. Black lives matter. And when you say, well, don't all lives matter, and then you get in trouble, even the liberal what's-his-face over in Maryland when he said that. I mean, it's just crazy stuff. We just want things to be fair, and often they are absolutely not fair.
Now, Howard, thank you so much, and I think that's where this University of Delaware professor went wrong, is had she said that she felt that Otto Warmbier got what he deserved for traveling to North Korea would be one thing, but she called him a clueless white male. Had she not brought his race into it, I wonder if she would still have his job.
Right.
888-630-9625, 622 on WMAL.
Save big this month with 50 Floors free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free estimate. Promo code radio gets you $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details on licensure at 50floor.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up. I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative Reservoir Trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have 7 seminars in the D.C. metro area the week of July 10th with weekday sessions 1 and 7 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And Jamie, it is a Monday out there, isn't it?
It is a Monday, and it's making it very difficult here on the Virginia Beltway. Alexandria, get ready. Major disruption here. Inner loop of the Beltway between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Dorn Street. This is where the serious crash has taken place, but now they're going to divert traffic. But we already have delays coming out of Maryland and on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge heading again towards Springfield. So plan ahead if you can avoid this area altogether, even around the top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring. That's an option for you. 295 northbound is going to pick up a lot of volume. And with traffic being diverted over to Route 1, Alexandria, Duke Street, everyone is going to have an impact because of this crash under investigation. And they have finally been able to get enough crews to the exit ramps to block off the exit ramps to get onto the Beltway, such as Telegraph and Eisenhower Avenue. Outer loop, your lanes are open. Our other major delay, really, forming here is still on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway trying to get through Jessup. The crash southbound BW Parkway south of 175 still have one lane block. And this traffic update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Actually, a little cool to get the work week started. More sun than clouds and 82. We'll see a few clouds tonight. Overnight low 62. Could work in a stray shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 626 on WMAL. Let's go right to the phones. Joshua in Maryland. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, Joshua. So we're talking about free speech on campuses. Are we starting to see a turnaround here?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty surprised about that. I'm a UD alumni, graduated 2014, and being in the university is actually what made me become a conservative. After being there, actually joined the military from that, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm currently serving. I'm just surprised the university took this stance. Usually the university is very big on pushing that liberal agenda. A lot of the professors, they're mindset is to, you know, get you to believe what the university's entire doctrine is. You know, you're a blue hen, you're going to do what blue hens do, and whatever that meant. You know, that's what I came to learn as I went through my time at the university, that for them is to kind of walk lockstep on the liberal ideas.
Interesting. So it pushed you in the opposite direction. It's very interesting. Joshua, thank you so much, and thank you for your service. I wonder if you're going to start to see the swing around. You're going to start to see the pendulum go the other way, and being conservative is going to be the new hip, cool thing to be, the new anti-establishment. 628 on WMAL.
You'll never see an air conditioner kiosk at the mall.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
No one's going to go door-to-door to sell you a furnace or an air conditioner. But this time of the year, I really want to get the word out about the terrific deals you can get on a Lennox system. I'm offering qualified homeowners a brand new Lennox home comfort system, heating and air conditioning, for as low as $82 per month. No money down, no annoying points or fees, and I'll even sweeten this terrific deal. Get a 10-year parts and labor warranty at no extra charge. Yeah, I know. A new heating and cooling system is a big investment. That's why I've got my stand-up guys raring to go. And no high-pressure sales judo. I wouldn't want you to miss out on those low monthly payments and 10-year parts and labor warranty. I want Snell to be the company that's famous for getting families the information they need to make the right choice for you.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps under your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
I have failed at very few things.
And I'm afraid.
Marcus Lemonis.
I didn't come here to give you a rose. I came here to give you a reality check. You guys are essentially out of business right now.
The Turnaround King is back.
You're a powerful man, and that is not an easy thing to work with.
I think you're going to be surprised. The risk is high, but if it works, the payoff is huge.
I want to thank y'all because my life is riding on this.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to work.
The Prophet, all new Tuesdays at 10, CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up on WMAL, Matthew Foldy, the founder of Students for Free Expression, will be joining us, and he'll tell us what he thinks is happening on American campuses. It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. There is trouble on the inner loop of the Beltway in Northern Virginia this morning. Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What is the latest on the situation?
Well, no change, and they are doing an accident reconstruction and investigation. So plan for this for a lengthy time. The closure of the Beltway inner loop side between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Doren Street. So we have major delays coming across the Wilson Bridge heading towards Springfield, and we'll have more coming up in traffic.
A Metro ride costs a little more today. Fare increases went into effect yesterday. So did service cuts, as Metro's Sherry Lee.
We'll have different hours Monday through Thursday, 5 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. On Fridays, it'll be 5 a.m. to 1 a.m. And on Saturday, from 7 a.m. to 1 a.m. And Sunday will be 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Also, some low-ridership Metro bus routes have been eliminated. The Supreme Court today meets on a final day of decisions. Six are expected, but court watchers are also keeping an eye on a possible retirement by 80-year-old Justice Anthony Kennedy.
Sources say he's seriously considering retirement, but no one knows if it will come as early as this term. If President Trump gets this vacancy, he would really solidify the conservative majority for years to come.
Correspondent Ariana DeVogue. Japanese airbag maker Takata has filed for bankruptcy in both Japan and the U.S. The company's assets will be sold to a rival company.
It'll keep Takata's factories open so they can continue producing these replacement airbag inflators. There is a huge demand, possibly up to 100 million of these units need to be replaced around the world. Only about a third of them have been replaced so far.
Correspondent Will Ripley. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,395, the Nasdaq at 62.65. Sports, the Reds beat the Nationals, the Orioles beat the Rays, WNBA, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our health care costs go up. No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged five times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway remains shut down. Interloop side between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Dorn Street with the serious crash. Reconstruction is underway, and that always means it's going to be a while and serious in nature here. So if you normally head from Maryland crossing the Wilson Bridge here in the morning into Alexandria, you do not want to commit to even getting to that area of the Wilson Bridge. Delays are before 210, and this is a continuous major delay, and traffic just at a standstill behind this crash. I see a lot of people walking around their cars, and this has been shut down since just before 515 this morning, so they haven't been moving. On the outer loop side, you can see all this activity, so definitely starting to see this outer loop slowing, but your travel lanes are open here at the scene of the crash. But again, inner loop, you need to plan for your alternative routes. 295 north through town, that could be an option for you. 295 commuters coming southbound, don't head down toward the Wilson Bridge or get trapped in this delay. Around the Beltway, through Annandale, Tysons, that's okay. Maryland Beltway's just been about the volume topside. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, crashes southbound south of 175. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking at more sun than clouds today. How about low 80s? That's right, 82 for the afternoon. High should be in the upper 80s this time of year. Tonight, a few clouds, low 62. Tomorrow, sun and cloud mix, stray shower, thunderstorm, high mid-70s to around 80. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Warrenton, 58 in Greenbelt, 69 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on a Monday morning. Joining us at 7:05 is legal analyst Joe DeGeneva, and at 7:35, Tommy Binion with the Heritage Foundation. He's the Director of Congressional and Executive Relations, and he'll discuss the upcoming health care bill, if it will ever come up to a vote. He'll give us a review of that. Right now, I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Tom Rogan, which is so nice to have you here, Tom. Tom is with the Washington Examiner, and he's the one who sounds so elegantly British. It makes the rest of us sound so American.
Well, I have to help you out.
Yes, you do. You're classing up the joint, and I like that. Joining us right now is Matthew Foldy. He's the founder of Students for Free Expression. Matthew, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. We're so glad to have you.
Absolutely. Thanks for spending all your time talking about this critically important issue.
Wow. Well, we're not going to spend all our time, but we'll spend some of it with you. I'm just saying. Now, you are a student at the University of Chicago. Yes. And you're going into which year?
I'm going to be a senior next year.
Going to be a senior. Great. And you have, what, first of all, what is the Students for Free expression?
That's a great question. So as you guys are seeing, we are spending a lot of time talking about the importance of free expression on college campuses. And we had, even at UChicago, which is a school known for our strength on this issue, we still had some problems two academic years ago. And so my dean of students asked me to help put together a conference with students of all ideologies from across the country on campus. So we had 14 schools represented on campus at this conference. And then we wrote up this statement of principles. And then we decided, okay, the work is not done because this is something that needs constant vigilance. And so now we're working with a new group that we created called Students for Free Expression. And we're finding representatives on campuses from across the country to help us advance this with their student governments, their school administrators, et cetera, et cetera. So it's very important work, and it's important to show that students are engaged in this as well.
What kind of reaction have you had as you've pushed this on campus? I mean, obviously, University of Chicago is a great school, but one might think a little bit more liberal.
That's a great question. So for the most part, I've had very good responses, because ultimately what it comes down to is people who are open-minded versus closed-minded, not necessarily ideological. And so University of Chicago students are far more open-minded than students at most schools. But the nice thing is I've had very liberal students from Brown, other schools like that, who are all on board with supporting this statement and the work that we're doing. So I've had very little pushback from students or faculty, but obviously people will oppose anything that is pro-free expression, unfortunately, because they feel it makes them unsafe.
Right.
Makes them scared.
Right.
We were discussing last week about a street artist in L.A. The hot new street artist in L.A. is trolling liberals, mm-hmm. and he's pro-Trump. He was anti-Trump during the election, and now he's pro-Trump. So he maintains that being conservative is, he said, I'm anti-establishment, because Republicans are so against big government and liberals are so for big government, that Republicans are now becoming, conservatives are now becoming the new anti-establishment movement, and that's going to be, you know, where you're going to start to see college students go now, because it's so counter. Do you see any of that brewing at all?
So if he's anti-establishment, that makes him pro-establishment?
No, that's not how that goes.
Okay, I hadn't heard about him, but I think that there's definitely a lot of that amongst some strands of conservative college students, because there's definitely an appeal to kind of be almost hipster on the right in that sense, which is kind of what I think the street artist is probably doing. So there's definitely an appetite for things like that on college students. Really, that cuts across ideological perspectives, I'd say.
How about the schools firing some of these teachers? You had you had the teacher we were just talking about at University of Delaware, the teacher at Essex County Community College, both getting their walking papers for making what were absolutely racist comments.
So that's a great question. I really agree with what Tom was saying earlier, that, you know, as conservatives, it's important for us to not just defend conservative professors who are under fire, which happens in the exceptions where there are conservative professors on faculty, but it's important to recognize that if you're pro-free speech, pro-free expression, if you're not defending controversial speech and expression, especially when it's what you don't agree with, you're not really defending free expression as a principle, you're just defending what you believe in when it's convenient. So I think it's unfortunate what they said, obviously, but I don't necessarily think they should have been fired.
So, but what about, as we've discussed, what about the fact that you're representing a university?
Right.
You're representing, so your employer has the right to fire you if you're out there representing, like you said, University of Chicago, the students tend to be more tolerant. They're representing, you know, you are here kind of representing the University of Chicago.
Oh, boy. Okay, pressure's on.
Well, Matthew, what do you think is the big, beyond free speech, what are you concerned? I mean, obviously, you're a councilman in Chicago, but what do you see as the, what do you see as the big issue facing millennials?
So I think that we don't really have, on a large scale, an impression and an understanding of the importance of free expression, free speech as a principle. We understand there's a First Amendment, but we don't understand how, you know, a lot of people who try to shut down speakers don't understand that that logic would absolutely shut them down. Mm-hmm. Everyone at some point in their lives has had a position that someone has wanted to shut down. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. I mean, we saw this same logic used against advocates of civil rights you know, about 50 years ago, right. even. So it's, we need to understand that there is a pendulum that swings both ways. You know, not too long ago it was the right that was doing a lot of this, and now it's the left doing a lot of this.
And we're going to actually discuss that coming up, about this idea of shutting down speakers, whether it's in town halls or whether it's on campuses. This is Matthew Foley, the founder of Students for Free Expression. We have more with him coming up. It is now 6:43 on WMAL.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Tom, do you know why we always wear our 1-800-GOT-JUNK hats?
That hat makes me part of a team.
And our team has a reputation to live up to.
And what is that reputation?
We're the team that's always smiling.
And cheerful.
And we're careful.
Very careful.
And why are we that way?
Because of the hat?
Because of the hat.
Wow.
When you see those hats,
all you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, son.
Where does sausage come from?
Where is your mother?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I got this.
Whew.
Everyone knows the best sausage comes from Premio.
Yep.
In this house, we only trust sausage that's made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is my own special touch.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
It's 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have major problem for this morning's commute with the Virginia Beltway shut down the Interloop side near Eisenhower Avenue. So, what you need to know, it is closed. They are doing an investigation and a reconstruction. They are not giving me an estimate when that can reopen, but a lengthy period of time. On the Interloop between Eisenhower and Van Dorn, where this two-car serious crash took place. Now, you don't want to commit to heading across the Wilson Bridge. I'm already looking at delays back near St. Barnabas Road. If you're thinking about the exiting off of, say, 295 Duke Street, Route 1, Telegraph Road, you need to be in those local lanes. Now, also, DC 295 southbound commuters are getting the word of this, so they're not committing to get down to the Wilson Bridge. So seeing a lot of the backups early here getting across the westbound freeway, heading up to southbound 395. So think about all of these other feeder roads that are also going to be affected, because it'll affect your commute as well. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, crews still dealing with the accident in Jessup, southbound BW Parkway, just after the exit for 175 with one lane remaining blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Headed up to the low 80s today. Nice day out there with more sun than clouds. Cool night again tonight. Low 62 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, sun and cloud mix. Stray shower, thunderstorm possible. High mid-70s to around 80 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 647 on WMAL. Joining Tom and I this morning is Matthew Foley. He is the founder of Students for Free Expression, trying to actually spread that idea to college campuses around the country where it is very greatly needed. And you had brought up just before we talked to Jamie there to get everybody to work about this idea of disrupting free speech. And there were some protests at the University of Wisconsin protesting
Ben Shapiro.
Daily Wire. Ben Shapiro, right from the Daily Wire, the editor-in-chief. And they wouldn't let him speak. And this has happened all over. We know it happened to Ann Coulter in Berkeley. It's happened to Berkeley being the hotbed of it all. So the University of Wisconsin, this happened, the state assembly in Wisconsin, in response to this, passed the Campus Free Speech Act, and it will suspend and maybe expel students in the system, the University of Wisconsin system, if they repeatedly disrupt campus speakers because they don't like what the person has to say. You're an advocate of free speech, so now does their free speech have to be silenced in order to let the other person speak?
That's a great question. So Speaker Robin Voss of Wisconsin has done an excellent job bringing this to the forefront on a legislative level, and I don't think the bill is absolutely perfect, but this is ultimately what it comes down to. His office had asked me to testify about the conference that we'd had at University of Chicago to talk about why students view free speech as absolutely essential. And so ultimately, everyone tends to, I think, erroneously view a lot of these events as being solely a conflict between speaker and protester. But ultimately, there's a third side, which is the audience that went either to listen, learn, challenge, etc., the speaker. And ultimately, their right to do that is absolutely violated when protesters shut down the speaker. And protest is obviously something that is critically important in America's history. But where I draw the line, where many draw the line, is if you use your right to free speech, which you obviously have, to protest, to violate someone else's right to free speech, to speak, to then ask the questions, what have you, that is where your rights go too far. Because you can do everything you want until you cross that line is, I think, the reasonable standard. I think that's the standard the Wisconsin law has. And a lot of states across the country are taking up similar legislation that I think is a very important thing to look forward to.
I think it's sad we have to have that.
Yes. Well, Matthew, do you, on campus, have you had any negative experiences of professors, members of the faculty challenging what you've been trying to do? Or have they been pretty universal in support?
Not at the University of Chicago. It's been an absolutely fantastic environment.
Good.
Liberal, conservative professors, everyone.
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, Matthew Foldy, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with everything you're doing. And I'm sure that in the future, we're going to hear a lot from you.
Look, I encourage everyone to apply to UChicago. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Thank you so much. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
My friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are on fire. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And listen, home sellers, I'm giving you a strong recommendation to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Call them right now if you're looking to get top dollar for your home and have your home showcased directly to actual home buyers. Yeah, real people looking to buy homes right now. The Reynolds Team's results are staggering. No matter where you live in the D.C. area, you'll get top-level service and higher profits from your sale. Don't go with the agent who's only going to internet market your home. Nah, it's a fact that Sarah and Debbie already have over 5,500 ready home buyers, and they'll sit down and show them to you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call the Reynolds Team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
There's still time to enroll in the UMUC MBA program starting July 5th. Earn an award-winning MBA in just 18 months for about $25,000. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
7 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids, 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It's 6:53. It's time to see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. Good morning. Futures are lower. They just turned lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street this morning. Markets are higher in Europe and Asia. Crude oil is trading slightly higher. It is still down 15% from a year ago. This means for you at the pump, gas prices are lower, and they're about 4 cents a gallon lower on a national average than this time last year. Takata filed for bankruptcy over the weekend. We knew this was going to happen. The Japanese auto parts maker faces billions of dollars in liabilities because of those faulty airbags, the biggest recall in auto history. Unilever threatening to pull its ad spending from Google and Facebook unless they give more information on the performance of those online ads. Unilever has big consumer brands like Dove Soap and Lipton Tea. Today is the Supreme Court's last day in session. We could see the last opinions of its term handed down. 20 years ago today, Harry Potter debuted. Huge business. The first book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, was published and number one at the box office over the weekend. Paramount's Transformers 5, but it had the worst opening of the franchise. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is this summer finally going to be the one you get to use your timeshare again, or is it going to be yet another year that you missed the boat in booking, that all the places you wanted to go were already reserved? Call Timeshare Exit Team, the most trusted name in the industry. This year alone, they will save their customers millions in maintenance fees. Let them save you some money, too. Call 844-928-EXIT and schedule your free consultation. 844-928-EXIT. 844-928-3948. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, Mary, this Beltway incident is just making our Monday morning just so tough here. Virginia Beltway remains shut down. Interloop, the crash happened between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Dorn Street. They're trying to divert everyone now over to Route 1. Think about your options coming out of Maryland. I'm looking at delays back at St. Barnabas Road and the traffic just to even get across the Wilson Bridge at a standstill. So commuters avoiding that, taking the Suitland Parkway into town, across the westbound freeway and into Virginia that way. That picks up a lot of extra volume. Outer loop, as you leave Springfield toward the scene of the crash, at the scene of the crash, outer loop, your lanes are open. But in just in the backups, just coming through that stretch, had a minor crash. They just cleared that to the shoulder. So just keep alert at stretch of the Beltway and getting towards your destination. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Actually, a little cool to get the work week started. More sun than clouds and 82. We'll see a few clouds tonight, overnight low 62. Could work in a stray shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we are at 69 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
I have failed at very few things.
And I'm afraid.
Marcus Lemonis.
I didn't come here to give you a rose. I came here to give you a reality check. You guys are essentially out of business right now.
The Turnaround King is back.
You're a powerful man, and that is not an easy thing to work with.
I think you're going to be surprised.
The risk is high, but if it works, the payoff is huge.
I want to thank y'all because my life is riding on this.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to work.
The Prophet, all new Tuesdays at 10, CNBC. Get yours.
6:56 on WMAL. I am Mary Walter here with Tom Rogan from the Washington Examiner. Tom, the TSA is, you know, keeps rolling out new screening processes, right? Because we keep trying to figure out. We're very reactive, not proactive.
Right.
This is interesting. They just began a new screening policy in Missouri, and now they're testing it in Sacramento, California. And they're starting to screen you, what you're reading, your books, your magazines, and the food that you're bringing on the plane.
Right.
So most of us, I know when we travel, when we fly, we bring food on the plane with us because I'm not paying outrageous
prices for food that
is disgusting.
Is disgusting and dicey at best. So in this new system, you're going to be required, they're talking about, they may roll this out across the country, but you would be required to take all your reading material and all your food out of your carry-on luggage, which goes through the screening thing anyway, right? It goes through. So, but you'd have to take it out and you'd place it in a separate bin, those plastic bins, which there are never enough of anyway. And the screeners are going to fan through your books and your magazines to see if anything is hidden in the pages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't say exactly what they're going to do with the food, which I find frightening because I don't want a TSA agent pawing through my granola, or whatever it is I'm bringing on the plane. I don't want them pawing through my food.
Right. I think, it is never ending. And look, there is a challenge in terms of groups, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, ISIS being very innovative to try and get bombs through detectors. But the broader issue here is a service that's fit for duty. I think what we should do is get rid of the TSA and put private companies in there for the simple reason they do that in the UK, which has a far higher threat level in terms of aviation. And the benefit of that is, you know, that you have accountability. How many times you go to the airport and you see some TSA folks doing a great job? They would be able to work for these companies. And how many times do you go there and see a lot of them lingering around chatting? It's a waste of money, and there's an absence of accountability. And we're talking about counterterrorism. Accountability has to be the critical need.
Absolutely. Well, honestly, I think we should do what Israel does with El Al. And I understand that this is a much larger country, and numerous times the number of people go through our airports, so it may not be possible to do that. But I think there are other things we can do. But people are afraid that with them going through your reading material, that you're going to be a target for enhanced screening. For instance, I'm reading Shattered right now, the Hillary mm-hmm. Clinton campaign. Yep. I'm reading that. So if I'm bringing that on the plane and they say, oh, she's reading Shattered, you know, all of a sudden I get enhanced screening.
Right.
So that's what people are worried about, especially with the targeting of conservatives with the IRS, that this is now going to be targeting of conservatives with the TSA, just another way to kind of put the screws to people who don't have the same ideological beliefs as you. All right, let's see what is coming up on WMAL. Oh, look who's next. Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to Washington, D.C., will be joining us. We have so much to talk to Joe about, especially a Russia story. We've got a Russia story and that dossier that BuzzFeed reported on, that dossier from the Russians, supposedly, on President Trump. There's some developments in that. And also, some Supreme Court rulings. They've been at it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.